Part 1. Jane and Michael were with their nurse, Mary Poppins. They were on their way to a tea party at the home of Mr. Wig, Mary Poppins' uncle. When they came to the house, Mary Poppins rang the doorbell. A very thin woman with watery blue eyes opened the door.
"Good afternoon, Mrs. Wig,"
Jane said politely.
"Mrs. Wig?"
the thin lady cried.
"Why do you call me Mrs. Wig? No, thank you. I'm not Mrs. Wig. I never was Mrs. Wig. I'm Miss Persimmon. Please try to remember that."
Mary Poppins went upstairs, the children after her. She knocked at the door, and a loud, happy voice cried,
"Come in, come in, I'm glad to see you."
Mary Poppins opened the door and pushed the children in front of her. They were in a big, bright room with a big table in the middle. There were cups and saucers on the table, bread and butter, and one big plum cake.
"I am glad to see you,"
the loud voice said again. Jane and Michael looked around. They couldn't see anybody. But Mary Poppins looked up at the ceiling and said,
"Oh, Uncle Albert, flying again. At your age, is it your birthday?"
The children looked up and saw a round, fat man who sat up in the air near the ceiling. He smiled at the children and said to Mary Poppins,
"My dear, I am sorry, but I'm afraid it is my birthday." "I see you are surprised. I'll explain. You see, I'm a happy man, and I like to laugh. And when my birthday is on Friday, if I laugh on that day, I become so full of laughing gas that I go up and up, like a balloon. Does that ever happen to you?"
The children's eyes and mouths were open in surprise. Mr. Wig looked down at them. They seemed very funny to him. He began to laugh loudly. He laughed and flew higher until his head touched the ceiling. Jane and Michael tried to be polite. They put their hands over their mouths so as not to laugh. But he looked so funny that they could not help laughing.
"Behave yourselves,"
said Mary Poppins. But Michael couldn't speak. Jane didn't answer either. She felt that she was lighter. She was full of air. And suddenly, she began to rise up and up, faster and faster.
"Hello,"
Mr. Wig said when she came near.
"Is it your birthday too?"
And when Jane shook her head, he said,
"It's the laughing gas. It is filling you, too. Hi, careful."
He said this to Michael, who began to rise up towards them.
"How do you do?"
Mr. Wig shook hands with Michael.
"Thank you for coming up here to me. I couldn't come down to you."
He looked down at Mary Poppins.
"I hope you are not angry, dear Mary. I didn't know that the children could be full of laughing gas."
"Mary Poppins, come up here,"
think of something funny. It's easy.
Yes, dear Mary. Think of something funny.
She doesn't need to. She knows how to come up here without laughing.
Very foolish. Very childish. But all of you are up there, and you can't come down. So, I must come up too.
And without laughing, or even smiling, she rose up to them and sat down near Jane. Part 2.
Now we can have tea,
said Mr. Wick. He looked around him.
Good heavens. I forgot. The table is down there, and we are up here.
He began to laugh. Jane and Michael were sorry that the cake was so far away. But they began to laugh too.
We must all think of something sad. If we think of sad things, we'll go down. Now, all together. One, two, three.
And they all began to think. Michael thought of school. But he couldn't remember lessons. He could only remember funny things. Jane thought,
in 14 years, I shall be grown up and wear a long skirt.
But it seemed nice to wear long skirts. Not sad at all. Mr. Wig thought aloud.
Poor Aunt Emily. A bus ran over her. Sad, very sad. They couldn't save her, but they saved her umbrella. How funny. Not her, but her umbrella.
And he laughed and laughed, and wiped his eyes and blew his nose.
We can't be sad. Mary, maybe you can do something. We all want tea.
Michael and Jane were not sure what happened. But as soon as Mr. Wig spoke to Mary Poppins, the table began to shake and move. It flew slowly from one side of the room to the other. Then it rose up and stopped between them all. Mr. Wig smiled at Mary Poppins across the table.
Good girl. Now, will you please pour the tea for my guests and me? And I'll cut pieces of cake for everybody.
Just then, the door opened, and Miss Persimmon came in with a jug of hot water.
Perhaps you need more hot water for tea.
She looked around the room and saw them all near the ceiling.
Well, I never. I simply never. Mr. Wig, at your age, tea in the air with your guests.
Perhaps you will catch the laughing gas too, Miss Persimmon.
No, thank you, young man. I'll stay down here. I'll stay on my own feet. I'll never. Oh, help! I can't walk. I'm flying.
Poor Miss Persimmon flew up with a jug of hot water in her hand. When she reached the table, she put the jug down.
Thank you,
Mary Poppins said in a very polite voice. Miss Persimmon turned away, and she floated down to the floor. She ran out of the room.
I'm a respectable woman, Now I must go to the doctor.
Mr. Wig looked at Mary Poppins.
Mary, why did you? The poor old lady will be unhappy for a week. But how funny she looked in the air. How funny.
And he and Jane and Michael began again.
Please, I can't laugh any more.
It's time to go home,
Mary Poppins said in a loud voice. And suddenly, Jane and Michael and Mr. Wig came down. They came to the floor all together. The thought that they must go home was so sad that the laughing gas went out of them.
What a pity. It's sad that you must go home. It was such a nice party, wasn't it?
Yes, it was,
said Michael sadly.
It was,
said Jane, and she stood on tiptoe and kissed Mr. Wig on both cheeks. They sat together in the bus, Mary Poppins in the middle, with a child on each side of her. The children were very quiet a few minutes. Then Michael said to Mary Poppins,
How often does your uncle do that?
Do what?
Mary Poppins said.
How often does he go up in the air? How often is he full of laughing gas?
Up in the air? Laughing gas? What are you talking about? The idea. My uncle is an honest, respectable man. You will please speak about him respectfully.
Michael and Jane looked at each other. They knew it was better not to argue with Mary Poppins, even when she said strange things. But their look said, Is it true or not? Is Mary Poppins right, or are we right? The bus went on. It roared and shook from side to side. Mary Poppins sat silent between them. Soon, because they were very tired, they moved closer to her and put their heads on her sides and fell asleep.